Today in Atlanta, the city council approved money for a controversial training center for police officers and firefighters. Critics of this project call it Cop City, and more than 300 spoke out against it during a meeting. And here's what it sounded like just before today's vote. Last week, the state arrested three people giving legal and financial help to opponents of the project. Georgia's governor said they facilitated domestic terrorism. Chimaine Cruz is covering this for member station WABE. Chimaine, welcome back.
Hey, thank you for having me.
The city of Atlanta approved this facility 2 years ago, I understand, and a portion of the funding was greenlit this morning. For proponents of this training complex, what is their vision of what it will be?
So supporters of this project say that this is needed to help with recruitment efforts and also with retention and overall just to make Atlanta feel safer.
Now, I gather this has been a long fight over this complex, including a deadly clash in the woods between law enforcement and activists. One activist was shot and killed in January. Who is opposed to this project and why?
Well, last night at the meeting, I was at a rally right before it started, and it really brought out people from all over Atlanta. City officials have been calling protesters outside agitators, but what I saw were community members. It included people who, like people from the Latino community, who say that this could negatively impact immigrants here in Georgia. It included environmentalists, people who are concerned with how this will impact Black and Brown communities in the area where this project is going to be built.
Give us some specifics of why they're opposed. Are they concerned that this facility could have certain impacts on certain groups?
Yeah, so from the start when this project was first approved and since then, opponents have been saying that this will negatively impact the Brown and Black communities that are going to be surrounded by this project once it's built. And they are concerned with the possibility for increased police violence, more arrests in the area. And they're also concerned with the pollution that may come from this project and going into the river that's there.
Some of these opponents spoke out at the city council meeting overnight early this morning. What did some of the people say at that meeting?
A vast majority spoke against it. I would say that all but four people spoke against the project. And here's what one speaker had to say.
I cannot believe I'm standing here pleading for you to not spend the tax dollars of a Black city to tear down a forest in a Black neighborhood, to increase the policing and caging of more and more Black people, all this in a city with Black leadership.
Now, despite all this opposition, the city council said yes to funding this project. So is this project a done deal?
This was the last chance that city council members had to vote for or against the funding of the project. But opponents say that this isn't over for them. They will continue to plan events. There is a week of action planned at the end of the month. They're also starting to go out into the community and encourage people to vote in the next election and replace the city council members who voted for this project.
Chimaine, you've also reported on an organization in the middle of this fight called the Atlanta Solidarity Fund. It raises money to pay bail for protesters and gives them legal support. Last week, agents from the Georgia Bureau of Investigation and Atlanta Police arrested three members from this fund. What are they accused of?
They are accused of committing financial crimes, including money laundering and charity fraud. The state is alleging that the fund is paying to support various crimes committed by protesters at the protests that happened a few weeks ago, and that donors were unaware of where this money was going. But I did look at the arrest warrants and saw that some of this money was just going towards paying for like gasoline for one of the organizers' cars. They were also paying for things like signs and things like that. So the attorney representing the organizers argued that protest-related crimes and fundraising bail are not one in the same.
And those who were arrested, are they behind bars now, or for now, have they been released?
Yeah, there was a bond hearing on Friday, and they were granted bond, and they, as far as I'm aware, they are home now.
Yeah. And finally, any additional observations, Shemaine, on the mood in Atlanta surrounding those in favor or against this project?
Protesters are just feeling energized. I think that they went into this knowing and being realistic that it was likely for the funding to go through, but they were still hopeful. That was the word that I kept hearing. I will say that clear cutting for the project started a few months ago. Construction is scheduled to begin in late August and finish in December 2024. So we'll see what happens.
Shemaine Cruz covers criminal justice at member station WABE in Atlanta. Shemaine, thanks again.
Thank you.